B'shus of Imori Shlita. The Gemara brings Legabi the din from the Mishnah, a kelish and notal charor of Hidlages HaGodesh. It's mavur there's a chiyav eish on the Godesh. The Gemara is makdim to shtelavek the yisoidis tikka machloikis of Yerichin and Mishlokish, there's a fundamental machloikis of Yerichin and Mishlokish in the mazik of eish. Koidim the Gemara is mavara that, and then the Gemara is going to bring a rai from Munzer Mishnah from the din of kelish and notal charor. Shtein the Gemara, itmar Rabbi Yerichin and Omar, Ishoy Mishim Chitziov, Rishlokish Ame Ishim Mishim Emoine. Nechloku Rabbi Yochanan Rishlokish, the parsha Meish in the Torah, Eish is one of the Mazikim. So in the Torah, he says Eish, Umatza Koitzim, it's Mavur, the Gemara Vaiter, and Rashi Ala Torah, he's talking about an Eish, the Umadik Bayuk, he says Eish, he went out from Yom Rishos and went into another Rishos, and Matza Koitzim. Shtei Tehem Shech Aposek, Shalom Yishalom, the Chiv and Eish. Nechloku Rabbi Yochanan Rishlokish, the Eish of the parsha, what is the gather of the Eish? Rabbi Yochanan Halt, Ishoy Mishim Chetzer. It has a din, Mishum Chetziyav, as if he has already chetz, or Shloka Shomer, Isha Mishum Emoina. So Krashi, Isha Yashaleach has buried Mishum Chetziyav, Chai Ve'akosiv, the Iu Kovid, Davik has already chetz. Shtein Rashi, the Nakuda of Chetziyoy, it says Chitzov, the Ikrav Gosh is, it's his Maisa, the Iu Kovid. We don't say that he was Madlik Deish, we're talking about Deish, went out again, he lit it by him, and it went out, it was far, someone else's Rishus, Deish, it's vayt from him. That's his ma'aser. No, we look at his kizor chetz. That's Rabbi Yochanan Ishim Mishum Chetzir. Rabbi Balt, if the tight shut up. The Zokta Gemara Rabbi Yochanan Halt Mishum Emoyne Zakrashi. What's Mishum Emoyne? Kesheira Yubarish Ezekiel. Dahainu, we find in the parsha of Ezekiel two, maybe Madregas Amazik is Odom Amazik. It's a parsha in the Torah. Makabeim Yishalmeno. And then there's Momen Amazik. His mom and amazik. There's a schadish in the parish in Ezekiel. In general, a person is not mechuyev for his mom and for the ma'is of his mom, and he's mechuyev for his ma'is. In the parish in Ezekiel, it was a schadish mechuyev for the ma'is of your mom. Sure, bara is a ganz hakir. What together is exactly? But the soif dover, you mechuyev from the ma'is of your mom and amazik. It seems to be that since your machshad hezek, you didn't watch it. So by not watching it, you're also responsible for what it did. But together over there is a chayv for the moment, the ma'isa mazik of the moment. It's not your ma'isa mazik. Other mazik is your ma'isa mazik. And the moment of mazik, sure, it's the ma'isa mazik of the nidan over here is how do we look at Eish? Rabbi Yochanan says, it's mishum chitzov. It's considered his ma'isa. The yukovit avik is zayr chetz. And the Rosh Lakish says mishum emoina. What's the mashal of zayr chetz? Chetz, someone who's zayr chetz. Avadet nichla on the parsha, but no mazik. Makabehem ishamena. What's the moshul of chetz? What does it say? Ma'isov. What does it say? Kesakinoi. What is the moshul of chetz? Chetz is a moshul of something that the mehezik is happening far away from the person. A person is makabegufoi, or even holding a sakin, a knife is a hemshech of him. That's poshut. It's extension of him. He throws a chetz. The chetz could be mazik rochik ma'oy, hundreds of feet away from him. What is the chetz? That's his ma'isa. It's mavur. Places early in the Gemara, Daf Gimel and Beis, Koichai Kagufa. Since the Chetz, he exerted energy, force into the Chetz. The Chetz, at the end of the day, is flying and hurt and Mazik mi Koichai. So it's also considered Maisel. So Chetz is a mushel of something that's Misrachik from the Mensch. It's far, but it's still considered Maisel. So to Eish, even though Eish, Nachamal, you lit the Eish and it goes, Rochik, it goes someplace else, and then later on it burns. It's not directly my ma'aser goof. That's the moshul chetz. It's also considered ma'aser. And Rosh Lakish says mishum moine. Kishore boish erzikut. What's the nafkamina? Rashi right away brings, which is totally in a machloikas. Rashi reads because agadait and gemenayu king achiduk begelish and ishalot. Rashi says the first nafkamina is: do you need to own the ish? Is Rashi shita? I probably saw toisus. Argues on Rashi. I'm not gonna handle so much moine. That's more hemshech hasugis. Rashi holds that. The man of Moina needs to be your moment. Taisa holds not that way. The Lashon Rashi is Kesal Kadaitach. The Olam has to be Mavar if that changes. But we'll mention that in the Hemshech Hasugiyas Gamor is Mavur. At least three other Nafkaminas between Ishim Mishum Chetzim Mishum Moina. Is Mavur that if you hold Mishum Chetz, it's his Ma'isa. The man of Mishum Moina holds. It's not a Ma'isa. Eish is not his Ma'isa. We'll see soon why. But he holds that's not his Ma'isa. It's the Ma'isa of the Eish. The Eish is doing the Hezek. You're responsible for the Eish, not your Ma'isa. It's Mavur in the Gemara that there's three Nafkaminas. The first Nafkamina, well, that's the Get Unzer Mishnah. Is are you mechayev for the eish of your mom, of your kelev, of a person has an animal, and the animal spreads the eish. The kelev comes and spreads the eish. If it's chitzov, Eishes chitzav, so kelev could also have chitzav. When the kelev spreads the eish, that's against the kelev through something. It's the kelev through something. If the kelev throws a tail, calls a sack and push and is damages, yimachuyif, as if the yimachuyif for sure. That's if you hold chitzav. But if you hold mishum emoinai, alright, you're not mechuyif, only something that's your mom. And here, the kelev took someone else's eish. You're not mechayiv mishum emoinai, the kelev, you're not mechayiv. That's the first nafkamina. Second half, Kamina Nomad Beis is Mavur Ayum Chayiv Midin Reit Seach. There's a parasha Mezikin in the Torah, Yuchayiv Tashlumi Moman, if you do Mazik. If you kill an Odom, you're Mechayiv Reit Seach. Mechayiv Misa, Reis is Bezden. But Choygi, Yuchayiv Golos. And the Mora Nomad Beis, you're going to find that the Mora is going to be totally this also in this Machlokes. And Manom Ishim Shem Chetzio, if there's going to be a Chayiv Misa, if an Eish kills somebody, Kim the Rabbinay. And the Ishim Shem Moinay, no. It's no chiv misa again. Yishem emayne. We find again the chiddush of parsha and moment amazik yemechuyif amaisa of your moment. We find the gabi nezikim. We don't find that if you sure kill someone, yemechuyif misa. Might be koyfer, but there's no chiv misa. It's a second half gemin. And the third half gemin is mavu in the sugya is the chiv dalit varm. We know there's a special parsha by odom amazik. It's one of the parakim of babakam bechoyvul perkachoyvul that yemechuyif achoyvul bechaver and odom that choyvul chaver is mechuyif not only nezek tashlumi nezek but four other chiyuvim. By Eisha, you mechuyif for dal dvar. If Eisha mishem chitzav, so it's adam amazik. It's not an oifen like if throws a chetz. It's adam amazik. So it's also chayiv dal dvar. But if it's mishem mamoinoi, Eisha is no chayiv dal dvar. That's the kama nafkaminis. But the Gemara right away teaches up in vosgei to machlekes. Why don't they hold of each other? What's the source of machlekes? Talk to Gemara. Reshlokish my time alone with Rabbi Yochanan. Why does Rosh Lakish not hold of Rabbi Yochanan? What does Gemara ask this way first? It could be it's going in order. It's Merubin and Tosfos. It's Bedafka. The Pasuk is a Pasuk. The Gemara is going to be in Behemshik. The Pasuk is Meduik like Rabbi Yochanan. The Pasuk says, Ashalim Yishalim HaMavir Es Abeiro. The Gemara is going to say, it sounds like the Torah holds that he's considered a Mavir Es Abeiro. It sounds like it's a Maisa Mazik of the Adam. It's Merubin and Tosfos. That's what the Gemara first asks. Why does Rosh Lakish learn like Rabbi Yochanan? Why did he learn? Rosh Lakish has a Sfarah. The sushtel to chitzav is not a good sushtel. To equate the eish, the moving of the eish going out, and to equate it to a chitz is not a good sushtel. Chitzav mikoycha kozlo, hala mikoycha kozlo. A chitz is taka like makabim, is like a person on the mamazik, because the chitz is going mikoycha. It's hoylech, it continues, it's gans, its whole flight, its whole journey, it's going mikoyach, the force they put in it. I love mikoycha kozel. Eish is not mikoycha kozel. We Rashi, when I stole this, Rashi says, mikoycha de eish me'aleh oylechas v'delechas l'merchak. Rashi says the reason why eish is not mikoycha, the eish get alein, the eish for talein. The eish, the koycha srefa, the lake and eish. The ability to eish, to consume something that's in its path and to move as it burns, as it goes, me'aleh, that's not the koycha of the mech. We're going to want to finish the Gemara. So the Gemara, that's the reason why Rish Lakish doesn't hold over Rabbi Yochanan. Frito is the Gemara. Rabbi Yochanan, my time, he'll make Rish Lakish. Why doesn't Rabbi Yochanan like Lakish? Tosis explains. Even though the Pasuk is Meduyuk, Abba Rish Lakish said a good Svara, this is very chush in the Binyan Asugi. So Tosis, Rish Lakish said a Emes is Svara, and the Svara is like Rish Lakish, the Hainu. The Chilik we just saw, that Lav Mekoichel, that there's a Chilik between Chetz and Eish, and Tosis is a Svara. The Svara is like Rish Lakish. It's taken not a good sushtel. It's not mikoycha kozel. So why did Rabbi Yochanan, even Rabbi Yochanan, why did Rabbi Yochanan argue on Rish Lakish? Hamulcha mamayne es mimamasha ol es mimamasha. And says Rabbi Yochanan held it shver to call an ish a mamon amazik because it doesn't have mamashas. Rashi says it's a hard sushtel. Musig, but Rashi says the shalheves yam azekes. So Rashi, the gacheles is not Rashi. But warning, maybe you say the gacheles is mazik. Gacheles is mamash, but the gacheles is not mazik. The flame that ensues afterwards, that's mazik, shalheves, ain't by mamish. So memela, there's some sort of svara that a shalheves, ain't by mamish, is not mona mazik. I'll leave it for the oilim, I don't have to say share on that chelik, I'll leave it on the tishver svara. What's the svara of shalheves, mamazik, that Rabbeinu Chananel says, shalheves is kosher lishomir. Not kosher lishomir. He says, a dover shame by mamish, there shouldn't be a chiv shmir. Need beer, but does state in the Gemara that something that is not tangible, it's something that is not concrete, is a reason not to make Mamon HaMazik. So here we have Hishlam Abinyan, the simple Machlekes. Isha Mishim Chetzev Rabbi Yochanan. Why doesn't he say Mishim Amoinoi? the Gemara have mina thought, the have mina Gemara because ain't by mamish. That's why he goes with the diuk pasuk only mishum chitzim. Why doesn't Rish Lakish say like Rabbi Yochanan? Because of the svar. Shaila is a fierce push-up shot before we start. I want to build into deeper into the sugya. So Rish Yochanan has a svar why can't be mishum amayne. But how did he answer the svar of Rish Lakish? Rish Lakish, Tosfos said Rish Lakish has a svar. There is a chilik between chitzov and memoyne. And I'm sorry, Ish. You can't compare. How did he answer the svar? So a posh, before we go weiter, a posh, the Tzura of Sadvarim is, Teretz is, it's not as far, it's a parsha in the Torah. That which Isha Mishem Chetzov is takanan as far, Misvara, Rabbi Yechon would agree to Rish Lakish. We would never call Eish a Chetz. We never call Eish. Oh, but the Torah, the Torah was Machadish in the parsha of the Torah, it says. It's Meduik in the first Rashi, Mishem Chetzov, Chai Voyakosov, Zog Rashi, Chai Voyakosov. It's not as far. The Torah was mechadish that we treated as a chetz. We treat it as a chetz. Oh. Dainu. But we have, and there's only one Sharm Avaris, it must be that in the chiddush Torah, the Torah was metapel. The Torah addressed the weakness of the comparison. What was the weakness? Why shouldn't it be koicha? Zokter shlokish. Mishum delav. Why shouldn't it be chetz? I'm sorry. Mishum delav mikoicha kozel. It doesn't go like chetz. It must be that in the chiddush of the Torah, and the Torah gave a parsha of Eish, the Torah compensated for that nakuda. We have to see, understand how. The Torah overlooked that. We have to see what the gedor is. But that's the tzuras of the Shemaitzah. That the Torah said, Mishum Chetzov, the Torah said, Agam is, it's not a poshid of koichoi. Aber, we're still going to be chayv. That's what we have to mevar. And here, we have a machlikas Rashi and Rabbeinu Chanana. When Rish Lakish says, what is the chesaron? That Chetz is not mikoichoi, is machlikas Rashi and Rabbeinu Chanana. Rashi says, like we said before, that the reason why an Eish is not a koyach, not mikoyach, is because the Eish goes alone. The koyach of the lake of the Eish, the goyach burns, it spreads itself. You light a godish, it spreads over the godish, it spreads over the koyach, it spreads alone. The Menachanan steht anders. Menachanan says, the Eino hoylech mikoyach, umazik elam mikoyach haruach. Menachanan says, the reason why the Eish is not mikoyach, he doesn't say because the Eish alone is not mikoyach. Is because the Ruach joins it. There's a foreign influence that joins the Eish and transports it to Gobi Mazik. It's a shini between the Rashi and Rabbeinu Chanan. We always know every shin and Rishonim has Shroshim, has Dvarim Gedolim. It's not Stam. Rashi says like this, the Ruach says like this. There's a Shem, we want to try to build slowly the Machloikas, Rashi and Ruach. Near him that there's a Sherish Gedol in the entire Mazik of Eish Mishem Chitzov in this shini. What does Rashi say? Rashi is saying the Eish Alein is not considered koichoi. Rabbeinu Chananel sounds like the Eish Alein, the spreading of the Eish, would be considered koichoi. The problem is the Ruach Acher that comes. That's why we can't say it's, I would say it in the Nusach of the Rebbe, it's not totally koichoi. It's not totally koichoi. There's something else that's transporting it. There's a Ruach Acher. But the very fact, Rashi says much more basic. Rashi is saying the Eish itself is not mikoichoi. Pirush, Rashi, what's up, Shana Rashi, very simple. We said before, a chetz moves because you exerted energy, force into the chetz. It's hoylich, mikoychoy. Lashon Rabbeinu of the Chazanish, in Gilyonis, he says, your koyach is doichay for hoylich. That's his lashon, chetz. Your chetz, your koyach is doichay for hoylich the whole time. And Eish, Zokarashi, and Eish spreads because Kadosh Baruch Hu was madbia in the koyach of Eish. He placed in the nature of Eish that it consumes things, that it burns, it moves. It's not my force. I'm not my force that's moving it. The simple pool of an Eish that it burns and it continues to burn everything in its way and it moves by burning before the Ruach. Shtein Rashi, that itself is not koichoi. The whole pool of an Eish, the spreading of an Eish is not a koichoi. That's Shtein Rashi. Rabbeinu Chananel sounds like no. Rabbeinu Chananel says, as that, I could hear that called koichoi. The Etzem pool of the Dleika to go, Rabbeinu Chananel had to say the Chesaron and Koichi was a Koich Acher, the Ruach is more boy. But it sounds like in Rabbeinu Chananel, what Rashi says that the Eish Atzma is the Leik, that's not a Chesaron. Like a tortoise for, I think, Prime Rabbeinu Chananel is that you're right, it's not the same exact thing as a Chetz, that I have my actual physical energy, but a Maisa, I created an Eish that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I know this Eish has the Teva to go move. Any of the Sgulas that HaKadosh Baruch Hu put in an Eish, and I shafted it. I created this Eish. Pashtis, we'll see soon. You need a Maisa Adloka. You created this Eish. You either totally created it or you bought the ish from somewhere else, you bought it here. So we're talking about you created something that you know is has a teva to go be dolik vaholich. Rabbi Nachman holds, that could be called my koichai. A doimim, a physical object, like a chetz, you're right. The only reason why it's misyaches to me is because I put a koyach into it. But a esh, that miteva is doilik. If I create an esh, the Rabbi Nachman holds that could be called koyach. That's not the problem. The problem is that when the esh is mazik, most of the times it comes, it's a ruach metzuya, that's adding to the speed, adding to the how far it could get, its range, is a koyach, and there's a ruach acher that is allowing it to be mazik. But Rabbi Nachman holds us the etzem, fact that is doylik me'eleha, that's not called, that is called koichai, we could call that koichai. The hainu, we're grubbing a little, we're digging over here in Rashi and the Rebbeinu Chanan, but if we're right, zechidu ledin, to a big machlekes, and avu lik the chesaron of not koichai. Rish Lakish says that you cannot compare eish to chetz, because it's not mikoichai, a chetz is mikoichai. Rashi is saying, eish b'chalal is not koichai. The whole ability to eish b'chal to move to be hoylich mazik is b'chal not mikoychay. B'chal not mishmish mikoychay. Rabbi Nachman l'shtei neim. The etzem eish mitzad chayrut meduyik. Rabbi Nachman the etzem eish could be mikoychay. The problem is there's a foreign interference. There's something else that's helping it out. It's not fear. Chayt is only your koychay. Over here there's a ruach that's coming in and joining in. Oh. If we're right, so there's a very vichtig. There's a very central because l'chayra. Rabbi Yochanan holds the pasuk was mechadish. Rabbi Yochanan says the pasuk was mechadish ishim mishum chitzir. L'chayra, what did he hold? So here, where are we going to get into the mamakam of the sugya? Rabbi Chaim and Sefer, mitoich dvorov, is mavur. There's two ways to learn ishim mishum chitzir. Rabbi Chaim mitoich dvorov, he doesn't say it chakira mamish, but mitoich dvorov mavur. There's two ways to learn ishim mishum chitzir. The first side Rabbi Chaim mentions is. The Torah said, "Ishim mishum chitzir." It's takana koichay. Doesn't go into our sugi, but he said, "It's takana koichay." Eish is not koichay. The Torah said, "Agam, it's not koichay." Afal pikein. The Torah said, "I'm going to consider you as ma'isav." Special chiddush pash eish. The Torah said, "If you're madlik an eish, it's takana koichay. It's not going mikoichacha." Aber the Torah said, "I'm going to consider it your ma'isav." That's the first tzad. It remains after the chiddush of the Torah. The Torah, who called, gave it a din vi ma'isav. A din vi koichai, but it's takana koichai. That's the first side of Chaim. Behem shech dvorov is mavur, tzei tvei tzei, and the Rambam is machriya like that. And no. The Torah is megala, the Torah taka holds, that behem is, the eish is a din of koichai. The eish is mamish koichai, eish is mamish koichai. Nochamo. The first side is, eish is taka, even ishim shem chitzov is not koichai. But we're still being considered to be maisov. The second side is no. The Torah is saying in Ishim Shem Chitzav that has a din, Eish also, by lighting something that moves, B'derech Shal Eish, that also has a din of Koichai. We're going to be Hemshech see in Afkaminas in a second. But these two tzadim, Rav Chaim has two tzadim, it's Ma'oid Ma'oid Mizbakesh. It beckons to say that this is totally in the Machor Ben Nechanal and Rashi. Again, it's not Mamish Muchach, but it's inviting. All right. Lefi Rashi, Before the chiddush of the pasuk, what is Rish Lakish saying? An eish is not koichai b'chol. It's not koichai. The ganze pool of eish is not koichai. So the Torah said it really is koichai. What do you mean? It's not koichai. L'chor l'fi Rashi, l'chor if the ganze eish is the Torah must be saying, even though it's not a simple koichai, we're going to treat it as your ma'isa. We're still going to attribute it to you because you created something that there's Baruch Hu makes that goes and you know that it goes. So we're going to attribute it to you even though it's not koichai. L'fi Rabbeinu Chananel. It's much more mistaken like the second side of Rav Chaim. Rav Chaim had we're halfway through. When you light an eish, betzem koichoi. When you light an eish, that which is doilik v'hoilik betzem, the Rav Chaim holds is betzem similar to koichoi. It's equated to koichoi. The whole problem is the ruach achamur boy. That we could hear the Torah said. Here we could say two nuschois. One nusach is the Torah overlooked the fact of koich achamur boy. That's the nusach Rav Chaim and Sefer. The Torah said since the eish is betzem your koichoi. Something else got involved. Seder. We look at the Iker. The Iker was your koichai or a part of your koichai. We overlook the fact that koichai chamur boy and we remained koichai. That's Shaykh Levir ben Hanano. The Eish Betzim the koichai. Levir Rashi. What's koichai? The whole ability to move, the whole ability to spread is not koichai. Levir Rabbeinu Hanano, you can understand the Nusach Reb Chaim. Once we add it, you can add another Nusach. And it could be the Torah said that what the Ruach does is also misyachas to you. Well, again, in the second Usur Chaim that the Torah is saying koichai, the Torah said, once the basis, once you created a nation, as a koyach. The Torah was machadish in the parsha of Eish, that you should know if another ruach is going to be starved to you, we're going to hold you responsible for that ruach also. But Nochamol, even the second nusach is also only Alfida ben Hanal, Alfida Rashi. Why would the Torah say that you didn't create the whole mobility of an Eish, that the Eish has mobility, doesn't come from your koyach? The Aleph of Eish is not considered Tmeleh. So why in the world would the Torah say that you're mechuyif l'ruach? L'fida ben chanano, be'etzem, the Eish is a delekes v'hoileches. Then I could hear that the Torah said that you're responsible for the hemshech ruach. The shini nusach that I said, whether you're not mechuyif for the ruach or not, is again from the hemshech sugi, the Elam should hold that in mind. It's a big nafkaminis. You'll see there's a need. Could other forces, other natural forces, take the place of a ruach? Other, some issues, something else is taking, not a ruach, a wind. It's going to be machloikas rishonim, and even in the rishonim, and this, it might very have to do with these nuschoyes that I'm saying, the Torah overlooked the ruach, the Torah said, you have to hold that. But upon him, Reb Chaim has an Eden. Reb Chaim and Sefer has an Eden. That's stuff in this, and every time anything that's in Reb Chaim, the two real studim. Not every tzad in the world that you haven't said that makes it into the Sefer of Chidush Reb Chaim Alevi. These two studim that he has, they call them real estate, anything that makes into Chaim, these two studim, the two final studim in the Mazik of Eish. What we're saying is, Mspakish Loimhar. Moid, l'chora, that it's like a totally in the shin with Rabbi Nachman and Rashi. What could be the nafkamina? Until now we're saying lomdis. And this, I'm going to bring up the nafkamina, and it comes a very vivid, I think, the two dvachim. The nafkamina is a nafkamina ledina between these two tzadim. Those who holding a Baba Kama a little bit, remember Baba Kama a little bit. So, Mazikim is obvious and told us. What's the told of Eish? The Gemara in Daf Gimel says, the told of Eish, Avnoi sakina masoi shenicha b'roish gago even nafla b'ruach mitzuyah. It's not an Eish. This is an Evin Tzak and Masa. He left roish gago and the ruach mitzuyah takes it. The ruach transports it. What's the halacha? Legabi? What is it? Legabi arsugya? Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish, they argue whether Isha Mishum Chitzav and Mishum Amoine argue also about Avnoi sakina masoi or not? Does Rabbi Yochanan say Ishim Mishum Chitzav Avni Sakinim Asoy or not? Nafkamina Lagabi, all the things we spoke about. Ritzicha Chadal Dvarim. So it's Mavur. There's a big Machlekes Rishayim. Klor Machlekes Rishayim. First Malkum Ar Malkum. Toisin Sanhedrin. I think some saw it. Where you say this to get Toisin to the Sugi. Toisin Sanhedrin. Tafayin Zayin is Mavur Lehedi Avada Kalachayar Avada Itpais Avni Sakinim Asoy. Shtein Toisin is two tremendous chedushim. The Gabi Ritzicha, the Gemara in the Sanhedrin says that someone throws a stone in the air. If the stone kills somebody in flight as it's going higher, mikoyach yikoyach, if it goes as it's going higher, or even to the side, yichayv misam. But if you threw it and it didn't hit it in its flight up, now all of a sudden it falls, koyach gradually, the tachas yipoter, it's not koyach. It's always move one way, yipoter from Ritzicha. Frektoisis. A simple mice, it's not. But what happened to Avnoi Sakinu Masoy Shenich Perosh Gagai? Lefidah Ma'anamer Ishe Mishum Chetziov De Shebi Ish Chetziov Chiyur Chetz. What's Taisa saying? Simple thing. Lemaisa, you threw it. Now it stopped. Let's say it stopped. Your koich was posa koich. But why is it right now in the ear? It's like you put it there. What's the difference? You put it on your gag, you put it there. So now it's there. Now it's open for gravity, which is like a ruach koich acha. Gravity now is taking it down. It's like Avnoi Sakinu Masoy Shenich Perosh Gagai. See, you high. Chai for Ritzicha. Zok Toysis Ein Chanami. Lefi the man of Yishim Mishum Chitzi V'chai Ritzicha. The sugi over there is going from the man of Yishim Mishum Moir. Why are they gizach? La halacha. The same thing. Kol achizoyin azeh seich. Zok Toysis Lega Bishchita. Why are they gizach? Zok Toysis the Gemara in Chulin talks about a case where a person has a sakin in his hand and his mavur, if the sakin falls, he's holding his hand, he's above the behema. He's standing high above the behemah, and if the sakin falls from his hand, it's not a good shechita. The Gemara is medayik. If he's mapiloi, if he throws, he goes like this, and a fall. That's his maisa. But if it falls, frektoise is el bazach. So toise, I see ishoy mishum chitzio. It's considered your maisa legabe kol dinei atayr. Not only the zikin, even the gabe ritzicha. So toise is a mele, even the gabe shechita. Oy bazoy, this is like avnis kina masoy. I'm holding a sakin. Why is it here? Because of me. If it falls from my hands, in gravity, the gravity is taking it, and you know. If that's considered, what Tosis names on as a power poshut that the din mishum chitzah applies in the Gemara is mafurish in the chedush Yeram born in sheet mekubetz is weiter in Parakakoyin is nunuvav, not like that. He says nearer that we only say ishu mishum chitzah by an eish, but by avnei sakinim asoy shekfar posa koychoy. You put it on the gag. Afterwards, you didn't. It's not moving b'chal because if you only, you don't see ishim shem chetzim. And Reb Chaim Lemaisa, Reb Chaim over there is mechiach, and the Rambam is medayik, and the Rambam that he asked all the way. The Rambam Lemaisa brings down he paskins ishim shem chetzim, and the Rambam paskins legabe ritzicha that you only chayv if it hits, if it kills him in flight, if it's going as it's going higher, if it falls down. He's medayik in the Rambam Yepoter. Zok to Chaim, it must be because Chaim holds that Ishim Shemchetz is only shaykh by an Eish, not by an Nizmin Zoy. What is this Tolian? L'chur Bor, it's Tolian, these two. You see a mamish clear. If it was Nishadish in the parsha of Ishim Mishim Chetzioi, and the Torah said, really, Eish is also not Koichai. It's big chilek between Chetz and Eish. Eish is not. Eish is Dolik Me'atzmoi. It's not Koichai Me'Koichai. But Afal Pikein, if you leave something in a way that something could transport it, we're going to consider the chitzov. The Torah said, "Eish, even though it's not a nayir koyach, the first side of Chaim, the side we said b'das Rashi, afal pikein, even though it's not koyach, the Torah said, if you leave an eish in a way that something could go and transport it and it could go do damage, that's chitzov. So avin eskin masoy says el bazach. What's the difference? But if you hold like the second side." So hurry, and the Torah didn't say stam. The Torah said this has a tak remains koicha. Eish remains koicha because be'emes you made an eish. That which the eish is doilik v'hoilich is considered koicha. Ruach acher. You said one nosach either we overlooked that or Bezel. The Torah says once you started, we're mechayiv that for also. Could you say that by avnei sakinah masoy? Bishlema by Eish, we said Rabbeinu Chananel argues on Rashi, holds that which the Eish spreads is my koyach. The mobility of the Eish, the fact that the Eish can move, starts off mi koyach my, the Ruach helps it. By Avnei Zeginam Asoy, it's a doimim, it stays, it's a couch potato, it doesn't move without another force. Avnei Zeginam Asoy, it's a doimim, it can't move. By Avnei Zeginam Asoy, you can't say over there, it's taka koyach over there, you can't say it's taka koyach. Rav Chaim Neruah, Vada will hold it over there, it doesn't have a din mi koyach. This is where bully they beat a klor machleig zishonim klor tutzdodim. L'chayra, that's what we're starting with. L'chayra, it's all tali in the shinui of how to learn what Rish Lakish is when he's saying it's lav koicha. That's what we're banging the sugya. Nochem Rish Lakish said there's chesaron in eish and equating it and reckoning it from koicha. The machleig says what is that chesaron? Whatever that chesaron is, the Torah is going to come against that. If you Rashi, it's felt in the etzem whole musik of eish being koicha. So the Torah said, "Afal pikein." That could be all. If you're the Rambam, if you're Rabbeinu Chananel, Agav, it's Kshmak. Rambam very often goes like Rabbeinu Chananel. If you were learning, if you're Darkenu, Rambam very often goes Rabbeinu Chananel. If you're Rabbeinu Chananel, there in the Rambam in the Ra'ah, it will come out that the Torah said that even that since the Etzem Eish is Hoylich Mikoychecho, the Ruach Acher either we overlook it or we taka attribute it also to you. If you're Royce, this Chelik. And this is Nagia to answer, call the name the Kushas Oil. It's Kishmak Akasha, from the Papuli Darais of Babakaba Bakama. It's Nagia to the mission in the Daf Beis. Lakshan Oil. Makoy Harasugin, the mission in Daf Beis. The mission in Daf Beis, everyone remembers this for sure. Abov is Nzikin, Ashar, Abor, Amave, Vahever. And Shitas Rav is when the Torah says, when the mission says Mave, it means Adam. So the Torah, the mission is saying, there are four of us Nzikin, Ashar, Abor, Ha'odom ve'ha'ish, hever is ish. Frek the veld. B'shem el manda omar, ish and mishim b'moyin, ish and Adam are two separate mazikim. Malafin manda ish and mishim chetzio. Ish is another version of Adam ha'mazik. Hare, the Mishnah doesn't say, chitzoi, the Mishnah doesn't miss a separate mazik called chetz, Adam is oyer chetz, or Adam is a sakit. It's just a variety of Adam ha'mazik. It's a sechetimtz of Adam ha'mazik. So why is it reckoned? Why is it listed separately in the Mishnah? Famous kasha. It's marumis in the Shittim Gebetz in the base. So the emes in cheshbon. The maskonas of Gemara later on, the Gemara in Daf Chav Gimel is going to be masik. Now the sugya we read until now is a havamina. That which Rabbi Yochanan holds that Eish can't be mamoyne because less pay mashosh was only the havamina. Gemara is going to make a chazorah. Gemara is going to say Rabbi Yochanan also holds ishim shemoyne kishakalul leichitzov. Is a case soon we're going to talk about it where you can't be considered chitzov. It's kalul leichitzov. It's still considered mamoyne. So the maskonas of Gemara l'charid is hatzol is a plan. The Mishnah, maybe when the Mishnah says hever, it's talking about a case of kol lechitzov. It's talking about you can't be mechayev al chitzov, so in that case it's not the ma'isa odom. And over there it's only the ma'isa of moment. The Mishnah is talking about that. That's what you could say. It's not so geshmak. What the Gemara hold the fida havamina v'agamor? Yes, what the Gemara hold the havamina? Say it. The problem is besides havamina in mefurish and shitim gebetzes. Well, it's one rishon. Mir katz mefurish that the Mishnah is talking about a case of chitzov. It's mafurish that the Mishnah is talking about a case of chitzov. Silafi the havamina, silafi the mission. Chayru, back to the question. That's the question. So Abnochem set a plan, and this is mamish based on what we said. Abnochem set a plan. Abnochem wanted to say like this. Sash told him what we just said. If you understand that Ishoi is koichoi, yeah, we already know koichoi, and it's not listed separately. Koichai is taket. God, that might be in some places. I told about Kapanim. Koichai, you already know koichai kagufa? You already know that. But if you the second alitzad, the way we build Pashas, it comes out of Rashi, and Toysis and Sanhedrin, if you understand that Eish really is not koichai, we said in Rashi, the whole movement of the Eish is not koichai. It's not koichai. The Torah said, Afal Pikain, it's not a simple koichai, or be a chai of Eish? Eish is myself. So why is Eish Misham Maizov? Misham Koichoi? No. I'll say another thing. Misham Ishoi. There's a new parsha in the Torah called Misham Ishoi. The Torah said an Eish. And things that are similar to Eish. Anything you... The Torah said an Eish is also going to be Maizov. Where does it say that? In the parsha of Eish. Misham Chitzov. Misham Eish Chai Vakosov. In the parsha of Eish it says that. Zokrom Nochim. This is why it's listed separately. And he said a word. He said Hagdor. He said Hagdoshim. You're going to ask me, we see it as a din of mice and kola terakula. It is a din of mice and kola terakula. So why are you saying that's a separate parsha neish? Why are you saying it's a separate parsha neish? And over here we're saying, what? Harein kola terakula, gabi shchita, gabi zizit, gabi ritzicha. Here we said, knech. In kola terakula, what we're interested is in mice adam and not mice adam. Who is the address of this mice? Where can we fit? Where can we send the bill? Where did this ma'isa come from? If it came from the mensch, it's called a ma'isa ritzicha, a ma'isa shchita. In the parsha of Nezikin, we see much, when you learn the first parak, we don't only know where, we don't know how you were mazik. It's not only totally, did you do the ma'isa, didn't you do the ma'isa, it's totally how the ma'isa was done by you. How the ma'isa done by you is choylik alad l'shem mazikim, the moshon. Koychoy, if a person throws taco with a chetz, a person's mazik with a chetz. Gemara talks about a case of kichoy v'niyah, a person spit. Is that an av or a toldo? In the Gemara in Daf Gimel's Mavur, it's a toldo. It's not considered an av. Now, in kol haTorah kula, koichoy kagufa. More than that. It says in the Torah, v'noshel habarzel. It says in the Torah, in the parish of Chiyav Golos, it says lehedya, that if someone is chopping and the blade of the axe flies off and it kills, it's ritzicha. So why isn't it an av mazik? This is one of the questions. And the answer is, because we know it's your ma'isa, but there's a difference when you do a ma'isa with your body and you do a ma'isa with your koyach. So it's choylik shem ifanatham, it's a toldo. Zokram nochem, the same thing by ish. Even if the Torah told me it's ma'isa, I know in the parsha of ishim it's a ma'isa. But if it's not a simple koyach, it's not a simple koyach, it's choylik shem ifanatham. The reason why in parshas Nezikin, isha is chayiv, it's not nochahecha timse. The way it's mazik is eishdik. Nochamo. If you understand if you're being a chananel and rabbam bam, it's also koichi. The Torah said eish is koichi, so it's another echatims of koichi. It's a viter. Soif. It's a total, it's part of adam mazik, the simple of mazik. But if you understand the way we said the firashi, that really it's not a simple adam mazik, it's not a simple koichi. It's a third level, it's agam, it's not koichi. The afal became the Torah made that it's eish. You can understand why it's listed separately. The hainu, it's a different surah of mazik. The Adam can be mazik al yedei gufoi, can be mazik al yedei goifoi, and he can be mazik al yedei ishoi. Ishoi is not koichoi. If the Torah said it's another tzura of a mazik al yedei ish. The second Torah says ishim shum chitzu. Toisus is a big chiddush in the parasha in the din of Yishim Shem Ketzer. So Toisus lo ishi yavar ba'atzme eish elo kol mokom sheposha v'lo ishom agach alo osay chitzav nini. Toisus says l'chor a big chiddush in the parasha of Yishim Shem Ketzer. Again, Yishim Shem Ketzer we're treating it as Adam HaMazak nafkamina l'gabi retzicha l'gabi chayiv dal dvar. So Toisus posha pshan Toisus is that you chayiv Yishim Shem Ketzer even without you didn't madlik the ish. Even if someone else was madlik eish, someone else brought an eish to your property, and the only thing you did was you were negligent and you didn't wash the eish, we still consider chitzvinin l'gabi all the macholim nafkaminas of chitzvinin. This is a simple reading of Toises. It's a pella. It's a pella to read and understand Toises of Pshuta. Three tainas. The first tainas is Sfara. I want to ask this question: is that again we're comparing eish to chitzav l'chayra? The Aleph Beis is the chetzav, there's some sort of positive ma'isa of the Adam, an active action. Even though the chetz is going very far away from him, but at least he threw the chetz, or he shot the chetz. If there's some sort of hadlok of the ish, again, or you took the fire from somewhere else and you brought it here, that also is like hadlok. Then I understand, we could say, the continuation, everything that continued, like we understood, Rashi and the Rach, talk about it, two ways to explain it, but the continuation is considered chetzav. Oh, but if you never did a ma'isa, you did an active ma'isa, the whole thing you did was a passive, a pshia is a passive thing. You can consider that chitzav misfora. It's very hard to understand Toises. Two more questions. First of all, the chayrus can egged the Toises, some didn't see, heim and beis, Toises early in Babakama, heim and beis, he says, his lashon is that eish has a chomer than ma'isa of garmulai. And the different chumris and kulis of an eish. Eish is considered ma'isa of garmulai as opposed to shar. Why is that Toises shehid l'gas eish? Toisus sounds like you have to be about the gazesh. So it's not straight steer. The third kash is mitoy chasugir. At the end of the Gemara, at the end of the sugi dafchof gemar man aleph, mentioned before, the Gemara is masik. The Rabbi Yochanan holds that sometimes you can't be mechayiv ishav mishum chetzav, only mishum mamayim. What's the case? Gemara says like this: he lit the eish. In the case there was a geder, and the geder was standing, the eish was contained. It was an eish. It was a contained eish. B'shas that locker was contained eish, the eish did not have the ability to spread. And we're talking about a geder that the eish couldn't have burned down. As I said in the Gemara, the eish itself couldn't have burned down the eish. An oinis happened, the geder stama, a hurricane came and knocked down the geder, now the eish could move. Zok the Gemara, b'chiyai gavna, it's not a chetz. That's not a chetz. So why are you chayv? You chayv only mishim moinoi. Why? Zok the Gemara. Because we're talking about a case that he had knowledge after the fence fell. He had knowledge there was an eish there. He was a pashaya. He should have made a new fence and he didn't make a fence. If Toisus is saying, Bishleim, if you need a maisa hadloka for chitzov, then understand the Gemara. The original hadloka was not chitzov. Later on, it's only mishum emayna. But if Toisus is saying, anytime you're pashaya, it's considered maisov, it's also considered ma'isav. If some reason Toises is saying that anytime you're poshaya and you allow the spreading of the ish, even if you did not create it, so who cares? Originally, a b'shas, the original adloka was a contained ish. Now later on, you saw it and you poshaya and you let it go. You let it spread out. You didn't make a get there. It should be ba'itam mishum chitzav. What? That's moment mishum moment. It's not that you know be potter. You'll be chayvos moment amazik. You chayvos moment amazik. We're trying to get the level of chitzav. That's our shayla. You have the level of chitzav. Toisus is seemingly to say a level of chitzav. The Gemara L'chor state nish doesn't. So this is. Yeah. You're asking another question, Toisus. You're asking another question. It can't be Toisus Gepshuta because Abazoi. Every mazik should be ma'isav. That's what you're saying. That you can answer. Here, it's a pasuk. Hashalom Maver. It's a pasuk. Why is she? You have to understand a bit of it. It's a posik over here. We don't have a posik other places. Maybe. Oh, so this is all what pushes people. Most the Welt, even here in Meir Yeshiva, Pashas, it seems to be Rav Nochem. It's not so clear. I think maybe we kuach a little bit. It seems to be Rav Nochem's maskana was to learn Toises Nakapshuta. It's not the Pashas of Toises, but to learn Toises like the Rosh. The Rosh is Mavur. He also has Hadgosha in the beginning, of the Sugya, but it's clear not like the simple Pshat we just said. In Rosh state, Hafilu hidlaga eish b'toich shaloi uposha b'shmirosoi v'holach v'dolach b'toich shal chaverich hashvinan l'kilo yorach eitz b'dayim yitzki. The Rosh is mavur, he had a different shmuz. Also he's saying chiddush. He says the comment is a gedorim and ishim shum ritzav, but a different chiddush. The Rosh is mafurish that he is talking about gemed hadlaka. But the Rosh had a different eden. Maybe it's only considered chitzav when you light it in your friend's property. And then it spreads. I'm talking about again, you didn't directly. You light in your friend's property and then it spread far, but you light it. If the original hadlaka was behushush shel chaveri, maybe on. But when you madlik b'shelcha, maybe over there it's not chitzav. So to Rosh, no. Even then it's chitzav, and then you have to add on to only why? Only because you were poshea later. What's the Rosh's nidan? And that's what we want to say. Maybe that's what Tosfos is saying. What was the nidan of the Rosh? And maybe Tosfos? What's the chiddush? What's it? Can you hear the nidan was like this? Maybe you could only compare it to chitzav. Chitzav b'shas, when you shoot the chitz, it's already mechuvin keneged the davar nizik. Maybe it's only when there's a pshia b'shas hadloka. When you light b'shush shel chaveiroi. So Rashi Vaiter in Daf Samach, Aleph Amud Beis, Rashi says, you don't have a shus to light and you have a kemazik b'yadayim. Land the veld, it's not talking about the dafka, you lit your friend's chafetz. It's talking about you lit twigs. But even if you lit twigs, your own twigs and your friend's are shus, b'shas ma'isa, you can't light an eish. An eish is a mazik. The eish around is something that could go. It's a pshia, you created something that's a chetz b'shas ma'isa. But when you light in your own backyard, you fire in your backyard as a mazik. Fire in my backyard as a seder, as long as you watch it later. That's a chetz. That's a chetz. So Dr. Rosh, yeah, it's muchach in the sugil that if you make a pshia later, that's mitzarif to the hadloka b'shas ma'isa. Again, because I made an eish, and even though the eish b'shas ma'isa wasn't a problem, but at kama, I don't watch it, I never had a right to light it. An eish that I light and I don't watch it later on, that's considered that I created something that I didn't watch later on, that's also chitzav. That could be pshat in Tosfos. That gosh is even behadlohidlik betoich shaloi. And her could be pshat in Tosfos. Rather, you need a hadloka, but the needin is when did you light b'shachaver? B'zoi shtein the Rosh in Tosfos that there's two madregas of hadloka's eish. There's an eish b'shalatmoi and an eish b'shalchaver. And it's meduyik heitiv that you only have to come on to a pshia when you light by yourself. When you light by chaveiroi, it's meduketiv la maisa. You don't need a pshia. What's the halacha? If you light in your friend's rishus, and afterwards comes a ruach she'ena mitzuya and spreads it, you light some quigs, you light a cigarette, you light something in other rishus, and you light an eish, something, and comes a ruach she'ena mitzuya, are you going to be chayiv? It's meduketiv, yeah. Because on your rishus shel chaveiroi, you don't need the pshia later. B'shas adloka, the etzem pshia, the etzem adloka is a ma'is of pshia. When you light in your own rishus, you only chayiv later on if you're pshia. That's mashlim the chitzov. But when you light b'rishus shel chaveiroi, one's chitzov. That was the chiddush of Tosfos. So Tosfos, even when you light in your own rishus, it has a chitzov, a vifel, and later on you mitztarf the pshia from labah.